Hey, Real Nerds, there's many ways to enjoy the Real Nerds podcast. You can listen to us on Stitcher, iTunes, and now Spotify and iHeartRadio. You can see what we're up to around town by following us at Real Nerds on Instagram. And if you want to send us your thoughts, you can email us at realnerds@gmail.com or call us at 720-6NERDS5. Like us on Facebook at Real Nerds Podcast or tweet us at Real Nerds. And now on with the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk through film!
I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will give out all the gods. Lights, camera, action!
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast. Hands down, the best movie podcast on the internet. I am Ryan, and I am joined by my buddy Brad.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, living my life to the fullest, seeing movies every week and podcasting our experience to the world. This week, we saw The Substance. Stay tuned. We'll recommend the film or not, play the trailer, and then spoil the film. We'll also talk about possibly some movie news if anything dropped, but we will talk about things we watched throughout the week and our general amusement of life. I don't know what else to say except welcome.
Hey.
Yeah. Brad, how are you?
Just rebuilding our website's making me lose my mind.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. And
thanks.
If encouragement is worth money, then I just gave you $1 million.
Oh, I'm so rich in encouragement right now.
Yeah, because that's all I can give you.
I can't wait to pay my bills in encouragement.
Yeah, I could give you like we're in a, you know, an RPG, and I'm just giving you charisma and encouragement.
Yeah. And you're just hanging back in the back of the line of fighters, and I'm in the front just getting like pounded with encouragement and slaughtered immediately.
Yes. That's all we got is, that's all I got to offer, and, my love and adoration. So,
but yeah, like the new website, like I'm excited about how, like, you can go to a page and immediately play like all the episodes, like mm-hmm. an entire season. You can just like not like click and click and click to get something. It's just like immediately there.
Mm.
But I'm worried that kind of architecture, when we try to like, hey, here's the new episode, and we post it on Facebook or X or whatever, it won't post like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like I tried to post the film explosion, like it didn't show like the thumbnail. It just like, hey, here's the link and the text I wrote saying it's, you know, here. And like, you know, visually there was like nothing there. So.
Yeah. And you know, it's been doing that on X lately. I know you're off X, but I still put our stuff out on there, which I'm a big fan of putting a picture accompanying what we're doing, because just an X, I don't know, what do you call them, a tweet? They're not tweets anymore, they're X.
A fart, it's really, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really boring when it's just, you know, words. So I always try to add something to it. But yeah, Filmsplosion, it wouldn't do the capture of the poster you made.
Yeah, so that's like great. I don't know how to fix that, and it's going to make our postings terrible from now on. So,
well, if you can't do it, then I'll take a screen or I'll download the picture from Facebook and I'll post it with a picture on X. I'll figure it out. Well, it does it on Threads, though. When I put it on Threads, it put it on there.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything's so, like, all these different developers and their codes. And, like, the only reason we're in this mess is because the people who make Elementor, the architecture of our site, decided, hey, your little episode plugin is not going to go behind a paywall, so have fun posting only articles or paying us like $300 a year to use it.
Holy shnikes. On top of all that, though, I mean, obviously you're listening to this, but you can still find us on all the podcast platforms that we're on while the site is being redesigned and relaunched. Which you can still see our articles on there right now, and yeah, there's lots of fun stuff still on there. Just be patient with us because it's a team of Brad fixing it. So it's happening. It's just, you know, it's just you though. So
yeah,
that's what we, you know, and you do a great job. So I appreciate it.
I just feel bad for all the interview people that, you know, we've been waiting to get up and now, like,
yeah,
I have to spend time doing that, this instead of, like, yeah, just getting their interviews up. So,
and no, I did interviews with Friday the 13th alum, and where the fuck are those? Man,
I know.
They're freaking, and you know, Tom Matthews told me, he said, you know what, Ryan, I'm going to be your best friend as long as this interview is up in 1 week. I said, don't worry about it, sir. It'll be up before you know it. And then he sent me a text message to tell me to go fuck myself. So thanks for ruining my friendship with Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah, it's doubly bad because you were going to be in the next Friday the 13th movie thanks to that interview, but now it's not going to happen.
Now I'm just totally fucked. But, you know, life goes on. Yes.
Well, this is your fault for being too cheap to just hire a web guy, Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Fuck. I didn't think about that part.
You could have been paying like $120 an hour to just get this done.
Fuck. Anyways, if you didn't know, this is our hobby. So we don't have any money because we were working stiff. And so that's the back you're going to get is it looking really nice.
We are open to paid sponsorships, but we get to say whatever we want, including disparaging your product.
Exactly, especially if it's a movie. Speaking of movies, this week we saw The Substance. Brad, do you recommend The Substance?
Yeah, I think it's worth seeing. It's definitely different. I kind of lost a little interest in the middle, but it has a wild ending that kind of brought me back. So, yeah, I think it's worth seeing.
Yeah, I really like this movie. I thought it was really cool, and at the end all I could think of is like, oh, this is the kind of movie that Brad likes.
Really?
It was so fucking insane, and how it just took this huge left turn. It's like, oh man, I wonder if Brad's gonna like this movie, because it seems like a movie that you would like, just because the ending is so off the rails, you know. You like those kind of not narratively structured movies that are the same, if
unconventional, saying,
right? Yeah, conventional structure of film. So we should totally see it. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. Here's the trailer for The Substance.
People always ask for something new. It's inevitable. At 50, well, it stops.
Have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself? Younger, more beautiful, more perfect. One single injection unlocks your DNA and will release another version of yourself. This is The Substance.
I'm Sue.
You're hired.
Let's go.
A perfect balance of 7 days each. The one and only thing not to forget. You are one. You can't escape from yourself.
There's been a slight misuse of the substance.
Would you like to stop?
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 I'm fine. Everything's fine. You have to
cut through yourself!
The substance stars Demi Moore, and she plays a woman who was a huge star in the 80s. And as time has gone on, just like Hollywood, you know, she starts to get old, and she's looking to find a way to stay young. And her name's Elizabeth Sparkle, and the movie opens with her walk on the Hollywood, or her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's a really big deal. And then it flash forwards, I guess 40 some years, where she's making some sort of like
fitness
Jane Fonda workout video show.
I think it has a name on the billboard of just like, yeah, like exercise show or something, like very bland and generic, just because it's like not important.
Yeah, it's funny because this is why I do think you would like this movie, because it seems like it exists in a different world or a hyper reality world.
Yeah.
That you seem to be gravitate towards to as a film consumer. And you know, she gets this in this car accident on her way to home one day when she finds out she's getting let go from this show by Dennis Quaid, who plays a TV exec, but it's really, he's like really over the top. And basically says she's too old. And so she's all, you know, frazzled for that because she realizes maybe her star is fading. She gets in a car accident, and while she's at the doctor's office, the nurse, he slides her a thing saying, call this, it can change your life. She does. And it's this stuff called the substance that you inject in yourself, and it basically makes a young version that spawns out of you. And it can only be out for 7 days, and you have to come back for 7 days. And the reason is it basically has to, you have to regenerate your spinal fluid or something. And of course, when she becomes the young, hot version of herself, she gets her old job back in a way. Her name's Sue. Played wonderfully by Margaret Qualley. I mean, I think she was great in the film. Yeah. And then, of course, the young, hot self is still Demi Moore's character, but not really. And she doesn't want to come back. She wants to keep the young body. And when she does this, it kind of spirals out of control from there.
Yeah, the instructions say, like, there aren't two of you. There's always just you. So don't...
Yeah, what's the saying that they have? It's, you are one or something. Oh, fuck.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But it's very important because, yeah, as she, you know, starts to enjoy her new life as a young person, she doesn't follow the rules, and it devolves into chaos.
It does. Because it's a body horror film, and I looked up, dude, I didn't know Demi Moore, which she's like in her 60s. I mean, it makes sense when you know, remove yourself and realize she's been making movies since the early 80s, but I thought she looked really good, and they did a really cool, de-evolution or devolved version of her as she stayed longer and longer as her younger self. Because it's basically sucking the life out of her. And when she comes back and it's that, you know, hunchback old woman, it's pretty fun. But then it takes a really hardcore turn where they decide, the young version of Elizabeth Sparkle decides to make another thing out of the substance. And it becomes this hideous monster thing.
Yeah, like I totally thought the movie was over when she started fighting herself.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, oh, okay, this is where this is going. But then, yeah, she creates, like, yeah, she really goes and, like, does her own science and creates, like, that horrible, misformed version of herself combined with herself.
Which is so weird because people are like, oh, there you are. Like, they didn't notice her, like, backstage or anything just because she has the dress on.
Yep. That's how oblivious those people are.
Yeah. And then, you know, with the blood, like, spraying everywhere, and it's just out of control. It's almost, you have to see this movie to appreciate what's going on in it. Because of, you know, the dying star, and Demi Moore is really great in it, and everything is so hyper. Even they go the extra length to make Dennis Quaid's Harvey really gross, you know, when he's eating the shrimp and stuff. And, you know, it just seems so hyper aware of what it is. But you're right. It's, you know, the fitness show is like Fitness with Sue or something. And then I always thought they never asked for her social security number or anything. And she's just randomly there. And I'm like, okay, we're good with it.
Yep. They, yeah. You know, they're creeps and they just want a young woman to, like, help them make money.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's also, like, you know, obviously a take on Hollywood and how they value looks and young stars over older stars. And all they're looking for is, you know, someone with a hot body or something. And it's a really interesting thing where, you know, Demi Moore's character, where you expect her to learn her lesson, she just keeps on doubling down because she wants that life again.
Yep.
It's a really interesting take on the character, because you think you would learn your lesson, you know, when her one finger starts, kind of gets that necropsy and starts dying.
Yep.
But she doesn't. She instead doubles down. And even after she's, like, super hideous, she decides she's nothing's more important than her hosting, like, Dick Clark's New Year's Eve or whatever the version of it is in this movie.
Yeah. So if you like body horror, like, this movie's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gory and it's cool. I liked his other movie, or her other movie, I'm sorry, Revenge.
I thought that's the person. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. It's a Coralie. I don't want to mispronounce her last name. It's definitely French.
I think it's Farjeet.
Farjeet. But yeah, she made Revenge as well, and that's a cool movie. And The Substance is a cool movie.
But a lot different from Revenge. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Revenge is more of a straight, it's not really home invasion. It's more of
Revenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Revenge thriller.
Sort of action revenge thriller, yeah. Yeah, this is like, yeah, body horror for sure.
Yeah, the part at the end where the monster just starts exploding and, like,
yeah,
is out of control. Then, you know, Demi Moore's face is all that's left, and it goes to her Hollywood star, and then she just gets absorbed in it, and then she gets cleaned up by the street cleaner, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's great how they did the bookends of, like, the movie starts with the her star, and then with their star. Yeah
It's just a really cool movie, and like I said, it's one of my favorite of the year just because it was so bizarre, but I had a really fun time watching it.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that ending, like, I probably would've been like, oh, okay, I got it. But yeah, they went for it in that fourth act, I guess.
Yeah, because it is a long movie too. Maybe that's my one critique of it, is it seems it's a little too long. But it works, and it's fun. And I had, like I said, I had a lot of fun watching it.
Cool.
Movie news is slow again this week. I don't know what's going on lately, but it doesn't seem like a lot of big things are happening.
So we can skip it.
Yeah, no, I was just about to. So, let's dive into what we've been watching in a segment I call What We've Been Watching.
So, this is the stuff we've been watching.
Brad, what'd you watch this week?
That's a pretty good name for it.
Hey, dude, I don't even know how I come up with this shit.
I don't remember the last thing I said on the episode, or what I said in the last episode is the last thing I watched. So I'm going to guess I haven't talked about Whiplash yet.
No, you have not.
Yeah, so I watched Whiplash like 3 times in theaters this week.
Oh, wow.
Because there wasn't a lot going on at 10:30 plus, except for that movie, which is being re-released for its 10th anniversary.
Wow, I can't believe the movie's 10 years old.
Yeah, and I only watched it once in the theater when it came out. So
that's a great movie.
Yeah, I forgot how good it is. I mean, it's pretty standard up until the final scene, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
And it like reminds me of Amadeus, where genius collides at the end, and like people who are at odds with each other were just like, oh, if only we'd work together. Set to music, and it's pretty awesome. So you haven't seen Whiplash. Was like this short film that expanded into, well, I recently found out it was Damien Chazelle like wrote a feature film, but then had to prove that it was worth doing. So he made the short film, which got traction. Then they took the short film and made it the full length feature. Miles Teller plays this student at, I forget the university, and it's the best music college in the world. And he just wants to be the best drummer. And he has to learn from J.K. Simmons' character, who is a super hard ass, but like later on you find out he's rude and mean and because he just wants to also make students great, and I don't approve of his methods, but the conversation late in the movie where he explains like what he was trying to do, I get it. And there maybe is some truth to that, pushing people that hard, but I don't know. That final scene, like I go back to see it like that every time. Like that's the part where he's just like, J.K. Simmons is like, well, it's so messed up. Cause like when Miles Teller goes to after J.K. Simmons has been fired, he takes a job as like just a club musician. Mm-hmm. And then Miles Teller just watches him play the piano. And then they have a conversation explaining like why things went they did. And then J.K. Simmons tricks him into going to being the drummer at this like festival performance, and switches the set on him so he can't play well at all. And then Miles Teller gives up, but then comes back shortly later and just like takes over the concert. And then Simmons is like, okay, he's doing good. Let's like, how far can we take this? And then finally they're like on the same, like he's finally got his tempo, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, great. Anyway.
You know, it's a really great movie, and you just talking about it makes me want to watch it again. And, you know, cause I was first exposed to J.K. Simmons, you know, in Sam Raimi movies, whether it's The Gift or Spider-Man's.
Yep.
And he is so great in this, and you kind of appreciate him so much as an actor when you see, you know, these ones.
Yeah, like
good stuff.
I was like, why don't I own this movie? I should own this movie. So I immediately got it.
Oh, you don't own it? Oh, wow.
I didn't, yeah. Thankfully, because it's on 4K now. So if I'd bought it like 10 years ago,
I
had to buy it again. Yeah. But I'm annoyed because everywhere I've tried to buy it, they don't give the slipcover with it. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think that's it for this week. Anyway, what did you watch?
So I went and saw the documentary Casa Bonita, Mi Amor.
Nice.
Which was really fun. I mean, my favorite part was when Trey was being all the voices of the puppets.
Yeah. Hey, hello, everybody. Same with Terrence Divorced.
Yeah. And I mean, his level of detail, which I already knew, which was really interesting, because if you've seen the South Park documentary 6 Days to Air, it had a lot of the same vibes with Trey and Matt, you know. Trey, and they even mentioned, I think, in both of the documentaries, Trey is so creative and always pushing, and Matt worries about the money and basically the business. And this documentary is really fun. I guess it's not really a spoiler, but it kind of is. So, I mean, I don't care. At the end, where Trey realizes he can't love Casa Bonita and go back after all the hard work he did because he's a distraction of what Casa Bonita is, it's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Those shots of him just wandering around and, being by himself, it kind of hit me in my heart. I was like, oh man.
And a weird recreation of the episode of South Park where Cartman is like, he ruins the place, but he's like, was it worth it? Totally.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, and when Matt and Trey are the skeletons talking is great. It's just when you see what they did to preserve this Denver icon. I mean, how can you not respect those guys?
Like
no one should have gone through that, you know?
Yeah. They talk about how, if we can't fix it, I don't know who else would, you know, like anyone else.
No one would have. I mean, it would have just been torn down.
Yep. Like these days, no one just like loves a thing. Like it has to be profitable.
Yeah.
I did the math and based on like they've been open for a year and what it costs for a table or per dinner and how many people have already moved through there. I think they've made their $40 million back. Now it's just about like keeping it going.
Yeah. And it's really keeping it going and keeping the standards of what he wants for it to be. Because I didn't realize how dangerous it was to be a cliff diver there. I'm like, oh my God, fuck. And we had friends in high school that were cliff divers. So,
that place is gross. Oh my God.
I know, me too.
And I drank that soda.
Oh, dude, the soda. And when I was talking to my little guy, I took my buddy to it too. And he said, Daddy, was that what Casa Bonita was like when you were a kid? I said, yeah, but I didn't know it was that fucking gross. It was really fun. It was a really cool documentary. And it touches probably people in Denver a little more.
For sure.
But I had a lot of fun with it. So the other thing I watch is my little guy he's been wanting to watch slasher movies, and it's been hard for me because, I mean, I don't really care and I don't believe in censorship, but at the same time, I don't want to be that parent, you know? I'm trying to think of slasher movies he can watch that aren't overly violent and they're just kind of silly. So we watched Child's Play 2 this week, and that one's pretty silly. You know, the first Child's Play was darker than I remembered it when I rewatched it recently. But I remember Child's Play 2 is a little more goofy, you know, where the guy, I always remember the dude getting the doll eye stuck in his gourd at the doll factory. And I go, you know, this movie's pretty silly. He can handle it. And so he laughed at it. And he had fun when Chucky's like, women drivers, am I right? You know, silly things like that. If you don't know, and I still don't know why they did it, at the end of the first Child's Play, you know, Chucky is melted in a fireplace. And for some reason, the good guy's factory decides to, like, bring him back and make him brand new. And he comes back to torment Andy. So, you know, pretty, pretty deep movie. Child's Play movie, Brad?
I like the idea of Chucky, but like I don't remember the movies that well. And I did watch them recently, and I wouldn't be scared by Chucky.
I wish I could just like kick the fuck out of him. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Like just punt him across the room. Like even if he stabs you in the leg, like you're not gonna die.
Exactly, he's a little plastic toy. Just fucking kick him.
Yeah,
but you know, it's not being scared of Chucky. It's his personality that is fun. Is all I fall back on.
Yeah.
And that's all I watched this week.
Cool.
Next week, we're seeing The Wild Robot, which looks great.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that. You can, like we said at the beginning, you can follow us everywhere. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the movies.
you shot at a real nerd. You can follow the plot at a real nerd. We'll give it all the gods. Lights, camera, action. Real nerds.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bologna for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it.